Blog Talk Radio.
There we go. Now, once again, what I was saying was many times people think that as long as they can just wait on the side, they'll feel comfortable being that quote-unquote side piece. And I'm telling you, it ain't worth it. That's why I want us to have this healthy, if you want to say, conversation or thought-provoking moment from a man. I want to tell you, there will never, never, never be a good position for you in being, quote-unquote, a side piece. So today's message, we want to talk about how it is important for you to know your worth, no longer settle for less than love or less than what God or who God has for you, and much more in today's episode called From Side Piece to Peace Out. From Side Piece to Peace Out. Some people feel like they can never get out of that relationship. Some people feel like, well, you know, all men are dogs. I even heard in the Bible, some people through scriptures, well, you know, there was a lot of people, there are a lot of men in the Bible that had more than one wife, but you don't have to be an extra wife. Actually, the person that God has for you, remember, the Bible tells us God, the blessing of God maketh rich in adding no sorrow. So is being a sidekick, does it bring sorrow? Does it bring disappointment? Yeah, some people, well, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. That's foolish. Foolish. I'm going to be real with you. It's a lot of young ladies feel that it's okay to be second. That's why I entitled it Walking Away, actually from Side Piece to Peace Out, Walking Away from Being Second. Walking away from being second. You don't wait for the God to make the decision. No, you make the decision. You, it is your responsibility to make the decision and stick to it. I'm saying this because I've spoken to many people throughout the years, and so for now, I'm going to speak to the young ladies. If so many young ladies feel that it is their responsibility to be there to help to nurture a man, to be there to help them get on their feet, because that's what wives do. First mistake. The only woman that should nurture a man, the only woman that should nurture a man is their mother. That's it. Excuse me. There's only one mother. There's other one lady, or one woman should nurture a man, and that's a mother, and not all his life. Matter of fact, one of the things I would say, we that are parents, yes, women give birth to children. Women give birth to babies. And the father, along with the mother, is there to help, to groom, to raise up that child. The man, the father, is there first to the women, to their daughters, to talk to them, to show them what love is, to show them how to be treated as a lady, and also to be the example of what type of man she needs in her life. Now, for their son, it is the father's responsibility to show them what a real man is, what a real man is, and what a real man ain't. Also, for that mother towards that daughter, to show her what a lady is, to help her to understand what type of lady she needs to become. Also, for the mother towards the son, show her what a lady looks like, and hopefully for him to be able to have someone that's similar to his mom. I didn't say his mother, but similar to his mom, pertaining to, okay, I received nurturing from my mother, and also I saw what a lady looks like, what a real woman looks like. So that way, when I marry someone, she could be a mother to my children. I'm marrying a wife that will be possibly somebody's mother for my children. See? But as long as that mother, baby and that boy, as long as she's not allowing him to be groomed by a man, then oftentimes what happens, that boy does not mature mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And what happened, he going to end up either clinging on and holding on to that mother, and that mother going to have to raise that boy all her life, or he going to end up with some female where he going to be clinging to her as a mother. In other words, he going to be babied by her. He going to be looking for someone to be his meal ticket. But their father that sees that, no. We as men, we are supposed to be the nurturers. Excuse me, we are the ones supposed to be the providers, the protectors. Their father is showing that young boy what the responsibilities of a man are. So that way, when tough time comes, he know how to handle it, and he know how to protect his family through the grace of God and the strength of God, versus instead of that boy being the protector, him requiring that woman to protect him. And if something happened, all of a sudden, he don't know what to do. He's in panic mode. He has that fight or flight syndrome. Why? Because he was not groomed. And so what happens, oftentimes, a lot of young ladies, and I've seen a lot of young ladies, they have to pick up the slack of some guys. Now, it's very important for young ladies to realize before you consider dating a particular person, do your homework. Don't give him no grace. Don't give him no curve. You look and see how he is. And if he never changes, don't go on expectation. Don't go on potential. Women give, I'm going to say this. I might be on counter culture. They may call me the Christian Kevin Samuels, but at this point, I don't care because my heart desire is to minister to the young ladies and encourage the men. And this is something that we need to bring within the body of Christ. But ladies, it is so important for you to not only do your homework, but understand if he never changes, that's who he is. And if he never changes, and if you see he already from the jump don't have potential, then you need to go on and go somewhere else. But what happened? I've seen a lot of single women read these, how to be the perfect wife for your husband, and he ain't even your boyfriend. You giving him wife benefits, and he's giving you a stranger's consequences. See, a lot of times, and I'm going to say this. Like I said, those that know me, I believe in being real. I believe in being honest. I don't even care about throwing myself under the bus. But I will say this. A lot of young ladies, especially in the body of Christ, especially in the body of Christ, they feel like when it comes down to their courtship, come down to their relationships, their potential relationships, they feel like their decisions in handling it is based upon their salvation. Why do I say that? Because there are some, well, you know, I'm trying to be a good Christian, so, you know, I don't want to break his heart, or, you know, I just want to do the right thing. Leave that nappy-head, sorry joker alone. You cannot allow yourself to be putty in thinking, well, you know, I'm just trying to do the Christian thing. The Christian thing is to be open and honest. The Bible says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. That's Bible. But what do? We give all these little side remarks and these little hints. No, be crystal clear. Understand if you know that he ain't the one for you, release it. Tell him. Allow him to go on so that way you can free yourself for your man, possibly the one that God has for you, for him to come. Because I'm telling you, the right man ain't going to come where there's still residue of old garbage. You asking God for your Boaz, you asking God for your right man, or are you cleaning up your residue of your old man or old men? This is in love. I would love to be invited to weddings. I'm tired of being invited to funerals. I would love to be able to hear about healthy engagements instead of, well, you just want to let you know we're going through a divorce. What happened? Well, you know, irreconcilable differences. But you knew that from the very beginning. Well, you know, I just thought, wait a minute. You thought you could change him? Well, you know, the Bible say, first of all, quit using that as an excuse. In other words, I tell people, God knows your heart, meaning God knows your motive, meaning the scripture means. Man looks at the outer appearance, but God looks at the heart, meaning God looking at your motives. And if you already know from the jump, he ain't the right one. If you already know from the very beginning that he does not have the qualities or the potential to be a spiritual leader for your potential home, you can't make him one. It may be artificial, but it won't be authentic. And then what happens, you know what happens oftentimes? A young lady that settled for less than love, you know what happens? She end up having an emotional or spiritual infidelity. Yes. Why? Because she with her man or her husband Monday through Saturday. But then when she gets to church on Sunday, she's trying to hurry up and drag him to church. And all of a sudden, she's seeing the word of God going forth by a man of God. And what happened? Now she becomes emotionally attached to that man of God. She's having emotional infidelity. Why? Because oftentimes what she want to do, she's bringing that guy to church so that way she can show him what kind of man she want him to be. Yes. I ain't telling you what I'm guessing about. I'm telling you what I know about. Yes. So when it comes down to it, oftentimes young ladies, they settle even if it's someone that's already married. Even if it's somebody that's already dating someone. And you know what happens? Oftentimes, because they want that validation, they want to be acknowledged so badly, what they'll do, they'll even allow themselves to partner up with someone that's already partnered up with somebody else. If you can't say amen, say ouch. And like I say, I'm at the point in my life now, I really don't care about feelings. I care about your spirit. I don't care about your feelings. I care about your soul. I don't care about your feelings. I care about your heart. I don't care about your feelings. I care about your family. If you're not concerned about your family, I am. If you're not concerned about your soul, I am. If you're not concerned about your spirit, I am. Yeah? Well, like I say, those that know me, I don't mind telling the truth. And I don't mind being unliked. I could be unliked. I could be unfollowed. I could be unfriended. It doesn't matter to me. But those that wants the truth, you'll get it from here. Yeah. Now, there are some things I may not be able to say over the pulpit because of time. I'm trying to be more conscious of time. But this right here, yeah, this is a podcast. Yes. But this is a Christian podcast where God will have his way and God want his people to be delivered, saved and delivered. Yeah, being saved, that's fine and dandy. Yes. For all you delivered, all you set free. That's what God wants you to be. And God does not want you to be some side piece. God does not want you to be somebody second string. God wants you to be not just the first string, but the only string. And matter of fact, like I was saying, there was someone that was talking to me the other day. And, you know, they were saying, well, you know, I'm a nurturer. You know, I just love helping people, you know. And, you know, sometimes you know, I see somebody, and this pertains to a relationship. Well, you know, I just love to nurture. I just love to help. Now, actually, what you mean is you're selfish. Why do I say that? Because when a person says that they are a nurturer, what they're doing, they're saying what they do is they want to pull into someone with the expectation of receiving from that person. A real nurturer is someone that's going to give without expectation. Give without, look, without expecting a return. But most importantly, they're going to give if God told them to give. You say that you are a nurturer. That means that you say that God made you a nurturer, someone to pour into people. So if God gave you that ability, if God gave you that gift, if God gave that within your spirit, then are you managing the way that God told you to? Are you distributing based on who God told you to give it to? Or are you just doing it for someone that you're trying to get something out of the bargain, out of the deal? Something to think about. Also, I'm going to say it like this. If you are a true nurturer, then why are you only nurturing the men? Let's be real. You say you're a nurturer. So if someone is a true nurturer, then they're going to nurture the men, the women. And we're not talking about in a relationship. We're talking about giving who God told you to give to. And God is going to be the one to give you a return. But if you say that you are a nurturer, how come? And you say that's where God made you. But how come every time I see you, every time I talk to you, you're always going through? There might be some of the consequences of you distributing what you say God gave you outside of God's will. Like I said, oftentimes there are some that say, well, I'm a caring person. I'm a nurse. Yeah, all that stuff. But in actuality, you're only thinking about yourself. Like I said, you might be just thinking about you trying to get something from them. Let's be honest. Or are you trying to groom them for your own use? A true nurturer is someone that's grooming for God's glory, not yours. And so sometimes what happens, sometimes some people, they will allow themselves to be on the side. So that way, eventually, they feel like they're going to graduate. For them to be able to graduate, get this, to graduate, they are enrolling as a side piece, thinking they will eventually be the main course. Well. What happens? The likelihood, think about what happens if you are that side piece. What happens if you're that side chick or side dude? You know that this person in a relationship. You know that this person is, quote, unquote, loving too, and you're one of them. Well, what happens if you stay in that and eventually that person that's the main course leaves or dies or they break up with that main course? What happens if they continue to deal with you? Would that be a healthy relationship? What is the likelihood of that relationship being successful? Well, let's say this. There's no promotion that guarantees you as an exclusivity to their quote-unquote position. Why? Because if they cheated with you, they may cheat on you. Remember, you're in a relationship with a cheater. And a cheater does not have a gender. A cheater is a spirit. So if you're with a cheater and you have, if you want to say, in your eyesight, you have upgraded, or that person is no longer, that main person is no longer around, and guess what happens? Well, you know what? That person still dealing with you, you're going to be looking over your back. Because remember, you have to look over your back as the side chick. But now, you think you're the main one. But remember, just as much as that person hid you around, just as much as that person, you know, met you on this side while they were sleeping or living in a home with their family, I want to put this in your mind. All the hiding around they did with you, now when you get with them, now you got to think about it. They may do the same thing on you. Is it worth sharing someone? If they're not committable to them, what makes you think they're going to all of a sudden be committable to you? Oh, because you can work it in the bedroom? Oh, wow. That sounds good. But let's think about in the Bible. There is someone in the Bible that fitted that position. Don't you know Samson, the strongest man who ever lived, according to the Bible? Think about before he met Delilah, he was already sleeping with a prostitute. So what makes you think that your magic stuff is going to blow somebody's mind when the strongest person who ever lived in the Bible was sleeping with prostitutes? I want to say to the young ladies, from a real man, what you have between your legs don't get a man. Because to be honest with you, a real man, you know what you can do? That will really help, that will really just let a man know who you really are. Bring peace. Feed him. Feed him. And I ain't just talking about physical food. I'm talking about spiritual food. We talking about emotional food. We talking about mental food. Feed him. Be that example. But nobody, look, nobody can make you leave that man. You got to realize it for yourself. You're more valuable than that. Yeah, I don't care what happened to you in the past, but you got to see yourself more valuable than just being a piece of meat on somebody's bread. You got to see yourself more valuable. But I don't care how many women conferences that you go to. I don't care how many women that you talk to. A real man going to tell you, baby, put on your clothes. Yeah, a real man, look here, you ain't going to win no man over shaking your behind or showing your address and your zip code. No. Yeah, look here, I'm telling you. Now, have I had some to come to me and propose to me on those things? Yes. But as soon as I talk to them, and I don't talk them out of their clothes, I talk clothes onto them, either they say, oh, he must be gay, he must be a faggot. Yeah, I've heard all this stuff. And plus, me working at the jail, look here, I got thick skin. I grew up in Dallas. I got siblings. And I went to David W. Carter, and I work at Luceric, going there almost 31 years. Yeah, so I got thick skin. But just because somebody say that, that doesn't mean that that's my identity. No, my thing is I'm trying to help that young lady. I'm trying to help you. Why? Because you may potentially be somebody's mother if you're not already somebody's mother. Also, I want you to think about this. I want you to think about eventually I may have your son. I may have your daughter come up to me and say, thank you for helping my mama. Because my mama could have been with this knucklehead. But she heard about you, or she watched your video. She saw what you said, or whatever I did. She heard what you said. You know, you said something to make you think. That's what I want to do. I want to make you think. I want to challenge you. I want you to see yourself as how God sees you. I want you to look at yourself through God's lens. Now, I will say this. I don't care how long you've been with that person. Is it possible for you to leave immediately? Yes. Yes. Now, my question I've heard people say, or the question I've heard people say, well, what about my heart? What about it? That I always think about in the Bible with the lepers, the 10 lepers. Jesus told them to go show themselves to the priest, and guess what happened? They was healed as they went. In other words, as they continue to make forward motion, they were being healed. But only one went back and said, Lord, thank you. It takes you to be obedient for you to get the healing that you need. Also, how about you say it to yourself, tell God to break those unhealthy soul ties. You continue to play with fire. We're not going to be in a relationship, but we're just going to be free. That's a foolish decision. And I'm going to tell you something. Let's be being real. Matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and look at some of my views, just in case somebody want to say something. I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you like this. All I'm going to say is, I don't care how long you've been in that relationship. You can leave anytime you want. You can leave, but you got to want to leave. You got to stop thinking about them, and you think about, how are they going to find? They can't live without me. They can't do, you're not their God. You're trying to be their goddess, but you're not their God. Look, you can't let a guy manipulate you. But also, I'm going to say this on the flip side, to the guys that's being that sad dude, thinking that eventually you're going to win her heart when you already know that she's with a whole man. She got a whole husband. You got to understand that when a woman is already playing games like that, don't you know she has reduced herself? that a real woman, a real virtuous woman doesn't do mess like that. That's a wicked woman. That ain't no virtuous woman. That's a wicked woman. And I'm tired of seeing good dudes potentially ruining their life in their children's life or even their seed, thinking that as long as you just stay on the side, you're going to be there to clean up and pick up the pieces. Making it easy for the clean-up woman or making it easy for the clean-up man, look here. Clean-up man always have residue on him. And sometimes he got dirt on his nails that soap and water can't wash off. If you can't say amen, say ouch. So understand, real love does exist. But are you trusting God for it? Are you doing what God tells you to do? Are you grooming yourself? Are you preparing yourself? Because true love does exist. True love does exist. I'm going to say it one more time. True love does exist. But you got to do the work so that way you can be in position. Because God always say, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, meaning all these things shall chase you down. You don't have to look for those things will look for you. You don't have to look for the people. You'll be in a position God will send them to you. I'm telling you from personal experience. But the thing is, as long as you plan and you allow yourself to be on the sideline, you're not being in the position for God to send that person to your address. Don't you know, as long as you continue to be somebody's side piece, don't you know it's costly, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially. It's a waste of time. And what happens? Now you have polluted yourself. You have polluted and contaminated your heart. And you're thinking, I don't want to leave that person. I promise you. You think about not leaving them, but if the moment came for them to get somebody better than you, someone that's going to respect themselves, they will drop you in a heartbeat. Why? Because they realize they can build with this person. But also understanding that if you see somebody that don't want to build, then you don't need to partner up with them. The main thing pertaining to a relationship, it ain't love. It's trust. Trust is the foundation of love. But you can't love someone that you can't trust. If you feel like you can love someone you can't trust, you know what that actually is? Emotionalism. So many people are in a relationship where they are just emotional. And what happens? They end up trying to build on that emotionalism by having physical activities. That's why they making love without being in love. They're just having sex. But as soon as it's over with, they still feel empty. They still feel a void. I don't care. Look here. I don't care if they drop it like it's hot or drop it like it's lukewarm. You're still not going to be satisfied. You're going to be craving for more. You're going to always feel like there's more to this than, there's more to life than this. There's more to it. And you're trying to figure out what can I do? What's missing? Is something I need to do? Well, how about you get your act together? How about you put the criteria? Like I said earlier, you don't wait for, if you're that side piece, you don't wait for them to change. No, you change. Look here. The decision is not theirs, it's yours. What you going to tolerate? Look, what you accept is what you accept. You get what I'm saying? What you accept is what you're allowing, not just for yourself, but think about for your kids. What kind of example are you setting for your kids? And I want you to think about this. I want you to think about, matter of fact, I wrote down all the benefits of being that side piece. I wrote down the legal benefits. Yeah. I wrote down the legal benefits of being that side piece. And matter of fact, I'm going to show it to you on a piece of paper. This piece of paper is blank. Zero. There are no benefits of being that side piece. See, even legally, if you look at it, even when you look at it from a legal standpoint, if that person dies, look here, what rights do you have? Matter of fact, think about this. I was seeing someone talk about this the other day. If that person that you've been with all them years dies, and then the family end up doing a program, you know what they're going to acknowledge you? Not as their wife. They may acknowledge you as their special friend. If they were slick, be honest, special friend with benefits. Friends with benefits probably won't even put your name on there. And like I said, I heard this summer, I want to share. Oftentimes, females think that they can change a man. Mm-mm. Well, matter of fact, my cousin posted on Facebook, Denise, I give a shout out, Denise. Denise shared this. The only way you can change a man if he wearing a diaper. Other than that, you can't change no man. Don't think that you just being on the side going to eventually convince him how good, how loyal you are. Don't you know, if you want to show a man who you really are and how you really are, have some value of yourself. It's best for you to respect yourself. If you respect yourself, that brings the attention to the guys to see that is a real lady. But as long as you allow a guy to treat you how he feels deemed to treat you, you will not get the respect nor trust that you're requiring. What are you requiring in a relationship? What are your standards? What are your boundaries? Do you have anything set? If you don't, before you pursue a relationship or receive a relationship, you need to start doing some homework and allow God to show you and reveal to you who you are. So that way, when God sends someone or the devil sends someone, you have criteria and you can see if they measure up to it, and if they don't, leave them alone. It's okay to dismiss people out of your life. But as long as you have an entrance way without an exit way, all you're going to have is polluted people in your crowd. You're going to pollute people. You're going to have a crowd. And what's going to happen now, when the one try to come to you, you're not going to recognize them. Or you may have the people that you're refusing to release to block you from your blessing. Yeah. Because, you know, there are some people that be like, well, you know, put out there, well, you know, I used to sleep with her, but then all of a sudden, hey, did you hear about something? Oh, no, I never slept. Well, he said, I don't know what he did. He just never talked. But see, that's showing what kind of people that you allow in your life. Matter of fact, there was a show, I can't remember. I saw it yesterday. There was a caller that was calling in, and she wanted to rekindle a relationship with the man she left at the altar 12 years ago. She haven't spoken to him in 12 years. They dated. They were in love. The night before the wedding, you know what happened? Her female friend, called to say she caught him cheating. And guess what happened? Instead of her conversating with her fiancé, she called her mama. You know, her mama told her, girl, I'm finna get you some tickets. You just get back on the flight back home, and you know what? You know, just don't worry about that. She listened to her girlfriend. She listened to her mama and never spoke to the guy. The guy made it to the wedding. There was a no-show. That girl had not called or responded to him until 12 years later. And she found out within them 12 years. After 2 years, she found out that friend lied, because that female friend, she was scared of losing her friend. She thought that she was going to lose her friend because her friend was getting married. So she decided to go ahead and talk to her friend and tell her friend a lie so her friend don't get married to that good man. And so that girl, that runaway bride, held that secret, knowing the truth, for 10 freaking years. And that boy, you can hear it over the, you can hear it online, that boy was talking and he was crying because he hadn't heard from her in over 12 years. And he said that it scarred him. It said that, you know, it changed the way he felt about love. He was never able to get back into a relationship again. I mean, it was raw emotion. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah, I forgave you years ago. Oh, can we just talk him again? No. See, first of all, what I probably would have done, hey, and this is just me being real. Yeah, I know I'm Brother Prater. Yeah, but I'm also a guy that believes in being honest and being truthful. I would ask her, what's your friend name that said that? Yeah, get her on the phone. And after I would have spoken to her, I wouldn't have cussed out. Brother Prater don't believe in cussing anybody out. But what I would have done, I would have sued her. Yes, I would have. I would have sued her, and I would have sued that runaway bride. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, hey. But see, that shows what kind of friend that people allow in their life. When you know people are like that, you need to exit them out of your life. You know, God will always show us red flags pertaining to people, and it's not just pertaining to relationships of the opposite sex, but a relationship with people, period. We got to be honest and no. There's some people that are unhealthy for us, and you got to be able to acknowledge that. So understand, if you know that there's someone that's within your circle, let them go. Let them go. I'm going to say this real quick. Understanding that if you date the wrong person, they will play with you. Look, they will play with you when you date the wrong person, when you date and allow yourself to be that side piece. They will play with you, but they won't commit to you. They will play with you. They will use you. It's like imagine somebody, you see this car you want to buy, but you see somebody get that car knowing they ain't going to buy it, but they just want to joyride. They just want to joyride. They want to burn fuel. They want to raise the mileage. And then when it's all said and done, that's when they want to give it back in. That's when they want to turn it back in. Or, let's be honest, y'all know some people, they'll buy outfits, high-priced, valued outfits, wear to wherever function they want to go to, and then the next morning, they get the bag, and they'll try to get their money back. They left the tax on it and everything. Yeah. They use it for their benefit, knowing that they weren't going to pay for it. They weren't going to commit to it. Well, that's the same thing pertaining to you. When you're that side piece, people are leaving the price tag on you but not realizing. You need to realize, yes, they may have left the price tag on you, but because of you being used, that value that's on that tag, it doesn't remain the same and it doesn't increase. It decreases. So that's why it's so important for you to be able to acknowledge and understand your value, your worth. Like I said, and it's not just the females, it's the guys. There are some good guys I know. You know, they'll, you know, I was one of the guys, and this was in my younger years, when I knew my thing was I would just try to be that friend that would cut the yard. I would do whatever it takes to try to, you know, let her know what type of guy I was. And realizing that she was with some knucklehead, she was with some dude that were doing all type of mischievous things, but I was the one that was receiving the phone calls when her heart was broken, and I'm just listening. I'm trying to help her in her situation, to make her feel good, raising up her self-esteem just for her to be knocked down by this guy. But I had to realize I'm building her up just for her to be torn down. I desire more than that. I deserve more than that. But I can't inflate her just for him to be playing with her or allow herself to be played. When I realized, I'm telling you from personal experience, I didn't even think about it until just a while ago. But, yeah, there have been situations in my life, certain people that know who I am and kind of know my story, I've shared with a few people. I've been that guy. But I realized I deserve more. I realized it's not the perfect plan God has for me. So now, me being an example to other guys, you could be a good guy. You could be a good, righteous guy. You could be a God-fearing guy. But you don't allow yourself to be a side piece. You as a man, you have to put criteria also. And if she feel like, this is what you need to do. I'm not going to take his responsibilities. So if you say that's your man, that those are the responsibilities, not from this man, but from your man. But you say that's the man you want. Well, guess what? Now you got to require him to do some work. But he not like that. You can't play emotional infidelity with guys. I was mentioning earlier, I was talking to the young ladies, not being a side piece. Like I said, now I'm talking to the guys. You can't be a side man. You can't be a side piece, and you can't allow yourself to be a side man or a side guy. No. There are some. There are some Delilahs that are out there, and we as men, we got to have the spirit of discernment also. We got to be able to discern because, don't you know, the devil will try to put a Delilah in our path to make us miss our route. So that's why, men, it is your responsibility also to be before the Lord, because the right one, the one that God has for you as a man, the one that God has for you, yes, she's going to love you. She's going to allow you to, be that provider, be that protector. She's going to allow you to. It won't be hard. And so, ladies, number one, make sure you examine the guy that you have and see if this person, if they trying to make sure that, you stay on the sideline just in case this don't work out. No. You just leave. You trust God with your broken heart, but also realize that that's not your responsibility to deal with that. You're more valuable than that. And also even for the guys, look here. It's okay for you to say no. There are some young ladies, look here, they will use you dry. They know the right words to say to get a certain response out of you because you're that good guy. He's a good guy. No, and like I said, and this is just me being honest with you. Look here, this would be between me, you, and whoever else you want to tell. I'm going to tell you something. I had to learn to start telling some no. Why? Because as long as I was saying yes, I wasn't requiring them to change. I wasn't requiring them. I was allowing myself to be that side guy while they building on a relationship with a sorry dude. Yeah. So now, hey, look here. Now my phone don't ring as much. My phone ring when it's important people or people that really need help. That's fine and dandy. But I tell you, I'm too busy. I'm too busy of a man to deal with foolishness. But also, I got to set an example for my son. Yeah, my son, everybody know me. I love my son. I'm protective of my son. But also, it's my responsibility to show him what type of man he needs to be. And also, I don't want my son to be used, so why would I let my son daddy be used? No. imagine me, you know, coming up to church or even coming on this show and talking about love and talking about, you know, trusting God and everything, and all of a sudden I'm allowing myself to be an example, a bad example to y'all. The devil is a lie. No, no, no. Now, I'm going to put it out there. When it is my time to get married, yes, I'm going to propose on Facebook Live. I might even do it on Reconnect My Heart. Yes, indeed. But I want everybody to see the testimony coming from this. Yeah, I may do it. Matter of fact, I'm going to put it out. I'm going to put it in the atmosphere. I am going to do it. I'm going to do it. It's going to be a special edition. Reconnect My Heart. Brother Prater. She ain't going to know, but y'all going to know. I'm going to tell everybody except for her. And when it is time, hey, I may know her, I may not know her, whatever. But when it is time, y'all going to know, and I want my proposal, I want my courtship, I want my marriage to be an example to you all to let you know that true love does exist. The Bible tells us, as ministers, we need to practice what we preach. And so my responsibility is to show y'all and to tell y'all. Yeah, some of y'all know some of my story of my heartbreaks, of my disappointments, going through a divorce and going through, ending relationships and stuff. Yeah, wasn't a whole lot. But still, those that know me, I don't mind being transparent. I believe in being real. I believe in being honest. Yeah, but, yeah. I've gone through the same thing just like some of y'all. I've been on here on this show, going through, doing the show while I was dealing with a broken heart. But you know what? I had to learn to allow the Spirit of God to move forward even when my heart was hurt, even when my heart didn't understand why. But you know what? I was not going to allow anything or anybody to separate me from the love of God, nor prevent me from preaching the word of God, even on here. Yeah, so I have no ill feeling. If I see, if I see her, if I see them or whoever, those in the past, if I see them right now, hey, I'll be the first one. Hey, how you doing? Need some help, whatever? No, I wish them well. I wish them well. Hey, how you doing? No big deal. Matter of fact, they got married. If I see their boyfriend right now, hey, how you doing, man? Good to see you. All right. How you know? That's it. I ain't got nothing evil, anything to say, whatever. Hey, God bless. No, because while I'm up here holding on to unforgiveness and being mad and all that stuff, what if the devil wanted me to act like that to make me miss that blessing? Because the wife that God has for me, I got to make sure there's no residue. That husband God has for you, you got to make sure there's no residue. Look, that husband or that wife that God has for you, not only there should be no residue, but don't you know, you can't get the one God has for you while you being a side piece. It doesn't work like that. No. Be a person of integrity. Be a person of character. But also, before you look for love, be in love with God and with yourself. Love yourself enough. Standards and boundaries up. Love yourself enough. And when it is time for you to be in that relationship, you'll be able to recognize with clean eyes, with a clear senses. Like I said, it is so important for you to make sure that you do what God has for you to do, so that way you don't have to fall into someone's hand that doesn't have anything for your heart. We got to think about, we have to, matter of fact, I wrote this down. I want to make sure I say this. My statement is you don't give to folks who need it or who need you. You don't give to folks who need it. Matter of fact, even like I was saying about the nurturing, you're a nurturer, you're a loving person. You don't give to people who need it. You give to people who doesn't need it. Why? Where did that come from? You give it to a person who doesn't need it. The reason why I say that is when you're giving it to a person who needs it, what happens, you're giving them what they're lacking. So when it's time for you to receive, they have nothing to give to you because all that they have came from you. But when you give to people who don't need it, then it's a want. And when you give it to them, it's reciprocated, but they give you back because they know, see, they know how to give love. They've received love. They receive love and respect, and they can give it back to you. It's reciprocated. Think about even what the Bible talks about, beat out unequally yoked. In the yoke, think about two oxen that have of the same size, same strength, to be able to hold the bar up evenly, going the same pace when you're going somewhere. So understand, when you in a healthy relationship, you won't feel depleted. You will feel refueled. You will be fed. I say that all the time, and that is so important. Being in a relationship with someone that's going to feed you mentally, spiritually, emotionally. But see, it's a requirement because you bringing things to the table too. Look, you coming to the table and the relationship is supposed to be like a feast. But if you come to the table with groceries, but they coming to the table with a spoon and a fork, then you only going to eat what you prepared. You only going to eat what you brought to the table. And oftentimes what happens, many people, they go into a relationship and they have to be self-reliant within the relationship. So their relationship is only their relationship, but it's not your relationship because it's nothing reciprocated from that person. It's nothing that's poured in. It's just taken out. And if a person, all they do is just take. It's just like having a joint banking account. A joint banking account where you depositing, that person not depositing, you're depositing, that person not depositing, you're depositing, that person not depositing, but then you withdrawing, that person withdrawing, you withdrawing, that person withdrawing. You know what you withdraw, but if that person did not deposit anything, and you looking at, even though it's been two withdrawing, but it's been one depositing, that's unhealthy. So that's why it's so important for you to realize the magnitude of not allowing yourself to be a side piece. Side piece. The only thing pieces are good for when it comes down to chicken. That's it. And even with chicken, chicken does not have a long life expectancy. So the question is, what are you requiring? What are you requiring out of love? What are you crying for yourself? Are you setting an example for your children? Are you setting an example for your niece, for your nephew? Imagine going to the cookout and you bringing your significant other. But you know you were their side piece. And there are some that's been so bold, I can do whatever I want. Oh, I took him from her. Oh, okay. Okay. So you feel proud about stealing somebody? No, you did that person a favor. That's, look here, that's no longer her headache. That's your headache. But you can't make him change. Look, you married a dog. You married a dog. You already knew that you were sleeping with the dog when he was somebody else's man. Now he your man. You can't get mad if he refused to wear his dog collar. You can't get mad when he started coming home with fleas. You can't get mad. You knew who you were messing with. Oh, you think you're going to change him? Remember, you reap what you sow. That's scriptural. That's the principle of life. You sow good, you reap good. But also, even with reaping, you got to understand the importance of managing the responsibilities that God has given you. There must be a requirement. What are your standards? What are you requiring from that person that you're considering being in a relationship with or that you are in a relationship with? What are you requiring? Well, he gotta stand up. What I always say, you ain't gotta teach no man how to treat your heart. You ain't gotta teach no man how to be a man. It ain't your responsibility. Also, guys, it ain't your responsibility to groom a young lady for her to be able to be that right one for you when you already know she's messing with somebody else. Fellas, you deserve more. And so with that being said, understand, God wants you to walk away. God wants you to just leave. But don't allow your emotions to make you stay in a burning house. And God is telling you and also made the provisions for you to leave. Don't give them access to your future when you need to close the door of your present right now. And don't worry about, well, look at the past. We've been together for 5 years. Shut up. I hate. And this is me. I'm not going to be in no stuff boss long. But I hate when people think about, well, the years we've been together. That's the same thing pertaining to Lot's wife. She, look here. She was looking at what she had to leave. And people automatically think, oh, she turned to a pillar of salt. Yes, she turned to a pillar of salt. But you got to understand dynamics of that. You got to understand, in Sodom and Gomorrah, it was a mountainous area. And on top of those mountains, it was sulfur. What is sulfur? Sulfur is salt. And because she refused to, look, she refused to keep moving forward. And as she turned around and looked back, she slowed down her pace. First of all, she disobeyed by turning around, but also she slowed down her pace because she was realizing what she was leaving. And guess what? Because of her disobedience, she became the product of her environment. Her environment was a mountainous area that had sulfur, and when lightning struck, it struck the top of the mountain, and all that sulfur came down, and there was an avalanche of sulfur, of salt. And there's a monument that is her right now to remind people of not looking back when God tells you to move forward. She became a product of her environment that she's supposed to leave. So it's best for you to leave right now. And look here, ask God to break every soul tie. Ask God to take the taste of them out of your mouth. And when you do that, when you leave, make sure it's for good. Don't go back. One of the things I found out, every time a person leave and go back, it gets worse. It gets worse. Don't allow that person to play with your heart. Well, you know, blah, blah, blah. Don't you know the devil knows the slick words to say to con you, to make you miss what God has for you? Or to make you miss who God has for you? No, it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. If a person is really sorry, I'm going to say this. If a person is really sorry for how they treated you, they will apologize without requiring you to get back with them. See, that's why I tell people, yeah, I can forgive you, but that does not mean that I trust you. Forgiveness is free, but trust has to be earned. And trust does not mean that forgiveness does not mean that I have to automatically trust you or even allow you to have you to earn my trust or to earn your trust. No, no, no. That dog ain't gonna hunt. So that's why it's so important for you to know who you are in God, and also know scripture, because like I said, there are some people. The Bible say, you know, you're supposed to forgive. Yeah, the Bible says, oh, I already forgave you. Doesn't mean I got to trust you. Yeah. The Bible say that we're supposed to be meek, but not weak. We're meek, not weak. Don't let it be. See, when people start playing games, manipulation and all that stuff, those are the ones you got to make sure to stay away from. I'm gonna stop. So, with that being said, I want each and every one of us who are in a relationship that's unhealthy, in a relationship where you know that the person is with somebody else, or if you expect this person to be with someone, if you suspect this person to be with someone, ask God to open up your spiritual ears and your spiritual lens for you to recognize if they are, if they're not. And if they are, ask God to give you the strength, the courage to move on. Now, if you are in a healthy relationship and this person is doing all that they're supposed to, appreciate them, acknowledge them, but also make sure that you commit to them, they commit to you, and engagement don't have to be long when it's God authorized. When two people are doing the right thing, they ain't got to court 13, 14 years. Mm-mm. A person know who they want to be with for the rest of their life. Let's be honest. A person already know who they want to be with. But if they just have you on the side, that means that they just trying to have their cake and eat it too. That old saying, why buy the cow when you can get the milk? Yeah, why buy the cow when you get the milk free? You know. So I would encourage, first of all, allow God to give you the strength and the discipline to keep yourself until you get married. Keep yourself sexually. Yeah, keep yourself sexually. You a prize. Like I said, not just to women, but the guys too. Because there are some, look, guys, there are some, they'll try to manipulate you. They'll try to swindle you with sex. Yeah. Yeah, it happens. Yeah. But that does not mean that you have to fall prey to it. And also, just in case those who may have been a side guy or whatever in the past, hey, forgive yourself. Now, like I said, I believe in being honest, being real. And these are the conversations we have to have within the body of Christ. And so just in case you have fitted that role, just in case you are in that role, allow God to heal your heart. That's not the life that God has for you to be in. I don't care what happened to you in the past. That doesn't have to be your future. True love does exist. And God has great blessings for you. But do you want it? You gotta feel like, you know what? I can receive that. You gotta receive that. You don't have to be somebody's, you know, second when God wants you to be the one and only. Exclusivity. Yeah. It's possible. And like I said, true love does exist and you can have it. Trust God. Do what God tells you to do. And when you allow God to come in, and you obey him, you do things his way, you give him access to clean your heart, to heal your heart, and to help you to get on the path for you to get the spouse you desire, and also to help you to be in a position where you can be somebody's husband or somebody's wife. Yeah. So I hope and pray that there's something that was said that make you think, that would challenge you to study God's word, study who God is. Understand, I always say this, just in case those who may say, well, you know, God, is God concerned about your love? Like God concerned about every aspect of your life, every aspect of your life. Just in case you're not saved, Romans 10:9 tells us that thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus Christ as thy Savior and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Understand that there is nothing too hard for God. God loves you. He wants the best for his daughter. He wants the best for his son. He wants the best for his servant. I want you to look at even the relationship that you may potentially be in or the relationship that you're pursuing, the relationship that you are in right now. Would it be glorifying God. I want you to think about that. Would your relationship minister and glorify God? Could it minister to others? Or are you wasting your time? Be honest with yourself. And like I said, we're not talking about going on potential, go on reality. Go on reality. Everybody got potential, but that does not mean that they're going to live up to it. It's up to them, not you. Look, you can't be responsible for their response. You got to be responsible for yours. Quit thinking about, I feel the need to say this, quit thinking about them when you need to think about yourself. You got to look at, there's one emotional life jacket. And God is telling you to come swim to shore. Are you willing to allow God to heal you and to help you by picking up that life jacket and jumping off that unhealthy relationship if you were to swim to shore? Or are you going to stay and just try to toss it to that person, and they're not going to get on, they're not going to swim the shore, they're not going to use the jacket. What they're going to do, they're going to get that jacket and throw it in the sea. And all of a sudden, the ship crashes. You got to think about you for your sake. This is the time, yeah, you got to be a little selfish. No, you got to be a lot of selfish. You've done everything you could for that joker. You did everything you could for that female. And you know that they wasn't yours. Just like the woman at the well. When Jesus encountered her and she said, yeah, you had such and such men, and the one you with ain't your man now. Be honest. Be honest with yourself. Because I'm telling you, this is not coming for nothing. This is to help you. This is to help you. And it doesn't take God long. If God is having you to listen to this message right now, he's having you to hear for a reason. Who knows? I haven't consulted him about this, but who knows? What if God is trying to prepare you so that way you can be able to have his good man, a good man for you before this year is out, before this month is out, before this day is over with? Who knows? But he knows. And also, not only he knows about that potential mate for you, but he know you. He know if you're going to be real or not. He know if you're going to listen or not. But he's sending signs and signs and signs and signs. When you going to listen? Like I said, don't wait for that person to break up. Don't wait for that person to do right. Don't wait. Don't wait where? Don't wait for them to leave. You leave. And watch what God does, because you're going to trust him. When you trust God, even in the midst of hurt, I'm telling you from personal experience, when you trust God, he can entrust into you. Let us pray. Dear Father, we coming to you right now. We thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness. We coming to you right now, God, we acknowledge your presence on today. So, God, we coming to you right now, God. Ask God, first of all, God, to help us right now, God. Help us, God, whatever situation that we're in, whatever we're facing, God. Help us right now, God. Help us, God, to be able to give everything to you. Help us be more like you, God. So, God, we seek it right now, God, even pertaining to matters of the heart, God. There are some that may have been in relationships where they have allowed themselves to be that extra person or that side piece or that side person. So, God, we ask you to help them right now, God. First of all, God, to forgive them, God, and even give them that desire, God, to repent and forgive themselves, God. Help them, God, to give that over to you, God, and denounce being a side piece. Denounce being that extra lover. Denounce everything that's unlike you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak right now, God, that you help them to understand the value, the stock, the investment you have placed into them, God, the gifts, the talent right now, God. God, help them to understand right now, God, there's more to them than what they see in the mirror right now. And God, we speak right now, God, even those who may have allowed themselves to be used, to be abused, to be scarred physically, emotionally by people, God. Help them, God, to have their things filtered out of their spirit, out of their mind, out of their ears right now, God. Anything that's unlike you right now, God, help them, God, to release and give it over to you right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind everything the devil stands for. We counsel the devil's assignment right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now, God. But heal my broken heart. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for helping us, God, in helping that confused mind right now, God, regulating our mind, regulating our thought process right now, God, and helping us to make healthy decisions, godly decisions right now, helping us, God, to consult you first right now, God, in every area of our lives, God, and even the things that were meant to be hidden, God, we thank you, Lord, for the spirit of discernment for us to be able to uncover the things that were meant to be covered up right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for freedom, God. We thank you right now, God, even for breaking the chains right now, God. Thank you, Lord, for breaking every shackle, God. Thank you, Lord, for breaking every stronghold right now. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you right now, God. We praise your name, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, even for the opportunity, God, to praise and magnify you publicly right now, God. Lord, we thank you right now, God. We speak, God, there'll be healthy marriages, courses that come from this show right now, God. Healthy, godly relationships, God. Unity, God. Commitment, God. Wholeness right now, God. We speaking right now, God, there's someone, God, that may be dealing with a broken heart, a confused mind, God. We speaking, God, that you heal them, God. Heal them, God. Bring healing, bring wholeness right now, God. In the name of Jesus, bring healing of every cell, every tissue, every organ, healing every area of their lives right now, God. Every wound, every scar tissue right now, God. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, we thank you right now, God. God, we seeking, God, for forgiveness, God. Helping us, God, to not only forgive ourselves, God, but even forgive those who may have used us, God. Those who may have led us astray, God. Those that deliberately deceived us, God. Helping us, God, to forgive, God, and release everything. Release every hurt, every unforgiveness. Everything over to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak right now, God, even those who may be in a toxic relationship, abusive relationship, God. God, help them right now, God. Heal their broken heart, God. Heal their confused mind. Someone that may be dealing, they may have dealt with drama and trauma, God. God, we speaking right now, God, that you help them right now, God. Bring healing to their heart and mind right now, God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we speaking right now, God, bring healing, God, even to those that may be in a hospital room, God. Touch and heal bodies right now, God. God, we speaking right now, God. Those who may be grieving right now, God. Comfort them. Be with them right now, God. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now, God. Even for everything that you are right now, God. And we praise your name, God, because you are worthy to be praised. And we lift you up right now, God. And we thank you all for the testimonies coming from this right now. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen, amen, amen. I want to thank each and every one of y'all who tune in. If y'all want to get in contact with me, my name is Brother Prater, B-R-O-T-H-E-R, Prater, P as in Paul, R-A, T as in Tom, E-R, Brother Prater. I'm on Facebook. For those who may be on Facebook, you can see my daily devotion, also my videos. Also, you can go to my website at brotherprater.com. You can see my daily devotion and my videos, also my personal appearances. Also, for those who are interested, you can go to the store section where you can purchase my book, A Few Good Men, A Past God of Fatherhood. Also, the book, The Girl Who Was Her Brother's Keeper. Also, I will have a special announcement next week. So thank you to every one of y'all for tuning in. And thank you for listening to Reconnect My Heart podcast. God bless you. And